Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
If you are watching us on our video feed today, our YouTubes and wherever else you want to watch videos and all that, then you can see this. But if you are not, then you need to go check it out because it looks like I'm not even wearing a shirt today. My shirt is so understated and blends in with the background. It just looks like I'm not even wearing a shirt.
Just a head.
Yeah. I got this from our friend Amanda Riggin that runs that Hungry Heroes charity.
Oh, cool. I didn't notice the logo on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome.
Now, would this be considered, this is the color of a green screen. Like you could actually have a weatherman stand in front of me and do the weather.
Yeah. Same shade and everything.
You should have worn that for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, St. Patrick's Day was on a Sunday.
Oh. Right?
It was Monday, I think, wasn't it? Maybe, I don't know.
Either way, but the St. Patrick's Day celebration time was Saturday, and I had to wear a shirt with a collar, Lindsay, remember, because we were at that fancy R. Gregory Jewelers.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You sure did. Yeah.
Robbing it is what we were doing.
Yeah. It was a big day.
This morning, I sat down to start doing my what's called show preparation. And I started thumbing through some articles, about my alma mater, MIT.
Sure.
and I noticed this thing that they had published that said that they've done the science work on it, and the toughest tongue twister is pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Yeah, well, that doesn't even make sense.
I know. Usually, don't they have to make sense?
Yeah.
Like, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Sally sells seashells.
And Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
That's good. I didn't know Sally you could do it, Lindsay. I figured you wouldn't do it.
Oh, you know I can do that. Mm.
Well, I mean, I didn't know since you got those new lips and all whether they work right.
New lips. I wish I had some new lips.
But that's not the worst, hardest tongue twister. I don't know what these young fellows at MIT are doing now with their scientific work, but back in my day at MIT, we determined it to be the sea ceaseth and thus it sufficeth us.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
What does that mean? Something.
I don't know.
Oh.
But that's it, actually, that was part of our warm-up in the theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I was a theater major. Yeah, we'd do those tongue twisters, and you'd have to stretch your mouth out when you did it, like, ooh, ah. And then you'd have to do the tongue twisters. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
Yeah.
Woodchuck could chuck wood. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? And then you do it over and over and over.
I like
loosen up your mouth.
I like that Lindsay's good at it.
Yeah. Do another one, Lindsay.
That's only one I know.
You do rubber baby buggy bumpers? Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby bubby bunkers.
Nailed it.
Rubber baby Bible bonkers.
Bible bonkers.
Rubber baby Bible bonkers.
Sally sells seashells at the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
The seashore.
Yeah.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
The sea ceaseth and thus it sufficeth us.
Now that one I could not do.
That sounds like you're speaking a foreign language.
Well, maybe I am, Rob. Maybe I done gone and turned foreign.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt. The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We need to get that thing changed, Riggins, and add "for now" in front of Lindsay's name.
Yeah. It would be more accurate, right? Because, I mean,
yeah,
I've been back. I've been here. I've been back.
Yep.
No. TJ, Riggins, for now, Lindsay.
At this moment.
People do tend to come in and come and go.
I don't think you could get rid of me now. Not now.
I mean, all I gotta do is not send you a Zoom invite.
Oh, well, that's true. I'll be like, I'm fired, no Zoom. No, Rob, it's not up to you. Good try.
There's a woman who has gone virile, and because she actually charges her husband for the things that she does as a stay-at-home mama. He pays her a paycheck, a salary, for all of the things she does as a stay-at-home mom.
Cool.
For example, she charges him $20 per load of dishes, $35 per load of laundry, $60 per bathroom. Per clean, $100 floor cleaning 2 to 3 times a week, $800 homeschool tuition, $150 per pickup drop off, meaning chauffeuring the kids, and it just goes like $200 breastfeeding. I want to know if you charge him for relations as well.
Oh, you know.
Probably.
She could be joking about this or tongue in cheek. I watched the video of it. I'm not sure, but I do know that the comments coming in were like, yes, girl, that is awesome.
Of course.
Whatever. But you're not an employee as a stay at home mom. You're a partner. And that's the way you and your partner have decided to be the best way to raise your kids. It's not, it's a one-sided thing where you're just working for him, because with those prices, he could hire someone, a butler and one full-time maid to come in and do all of that stuff, except maybe the breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was going to
say. And probably save a lot of money. And then at that point, he should turn and ask you for rent.
You're not
Heck
kidding.
Heck yeah. Good idea.
I mean, if you want to look at it like a business situation all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he could find full-time employees to do all of that stuff cheaper than what she's charging him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when a household turns it into a business situation, you know, with money and with chores. It's silly.
Now, what you get out of those things that you do, your reward, so to speak, is being able to be the person running your household and caring for your kids, your little kids every day, and living in a comfortable home, working, side by side with your partner that the Lord gave you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like this at all.
No, this is not good. This can't be good.
But you know, they all love trinkets, Riggins. I always tell you that.
Sure.
All the ladies just want a trinket and they want to wear their pajamas all day.
Well, yeah.
That's their main goals.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more.
Go to TJRiggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
A Minecraft movie is the top trending topic right now. That is the new movie in theaters. It's a kids' movie. Minecraft is a very popular game.
Yeah.
Particularly popular with really young people. So I feel like a lot of parents are going to be dragged to the movies this weekend to go see a Minecraft movie.
Isn't Jack Black in that?
I believe Jack Black's in it. They've already, critics are saying it's one of the worst movies they've ever seen.
Yeah.
I feel bad for people that have to go see it.
I wonder if Jack Black is finally going to kind of overdo it in his part. Like go over the top, energetic and loud and
really, you know,
that sort of thing.
Really go full, full throttle.
Just go for it.
Not a subtle guy at all. So a lot of people are going to go check that out this weekend. I just sent Lindsay a video. Robert Irwin is trending this morning.
Oh.
That's the son of Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter. Well, he's in the news because he's not a little kid anymore. He's a 21-year-old guy, and I think the ladies and probably a lot of the guys are going to like his new underwear campaign. Lindsay, what did you think of that video?
Yeah, I feel bad even saying this because I remember him as just a little boy, but dang.
Yeah, he's good looking.
Yeah, he's recently gotten into fitness and everything because if it's the same one that does the show with his sister.
I think, yeah, it is.
Like he used to not be, he was cute, but he was just like a little.
Like a sweet little kid.
Yeah, and he's like a teenager. And I saw some girls ask him one time for his number, and he was too shy to
freak out.
Yeah. But this guy is all muscly and ripped.
Yeah.
And
yeah, he's
What's the age difference here? What are we talking?
Between you and him? Robert Irwin?
20 years. Yeah. 20 years.
That's fine.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah.
Maybe not for him.
Yeah.
So no, he would be so thrilled if you gave him a look, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sure. Mm-hmm. You'd have to move to Australia, or maybe he'd move here.
I mean, 21, famous, looking like that. I mean, he would love, you know, a wife 20 years older than he is with two kids.
So this video has gone viral. It was posted about 10 hours ago, but it's an underwear company that hired him to be their ambassador. And he's in underwear, and he's got a big python on him and a crocodile in front of him and a tarantula on his leg. But he looks good. So everybody's talking about Robert Irwin today. Today is National School Librarian Day. Now, TJ, you had libraries in your schools growing up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't call them media centers.
They didn't call them media centers. It was just a regular library. Did you have a good relationship with the librarian?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what you're supposed to do today. Maybe go bring them an apple or something. But the way teachers and employees in the school system are, I don't think an apple's going to cut it. I really feel like you got to give them, $100 to books. What do they call that? Borders? Barnes and Noble, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah,
I think that's probably more their speed these days.
Vape juice, I mean.
Maybe some vape.
Maybe some of that purple hair color or green or, anything of that nature.
Might be more in line with what's going on. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a challenge that has gone viral on the internet, and it's everywhere. You can't avoid it. But I think TJ is going to have a little bit of an issue with it. We'll find out coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico Socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico Socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico Socks order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There's a new trend going viral on the internet. I think TJ is going to have a little bit of a problem with it. But first, make sure you subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on YouTube Music, or you can stream it live every day at tjriggins.com. There's this trend that's gone viral. It's all over TikTok and Instagram. It's basically all done with parents with a young kid. So mom and dad are on either side of their toddler, and they're sitting at the kitchen counter usually, and they all have little paper towels in front of them, and underneath the paper towel, dad has an Oreo. The kid, the toddler, has two Oreos under his paper towel, and mom has nothing. Mm-hmm. And they go one, two, three, and they all pull away the paper towel, and the little kid sees he's got two, dad's got one, and mom has nothing. And then you judge, what does the kid do? And what do you think the kid does in most situations?
Takes dad's and gives it to the mom.
Interesting answer, TJ. I have not seen that a lot, although it has appeared. What usually happens, about 60% of the time, the kid will take one of his Oreos and give it to mom. Uh-huh. After he realizes, oh no, dad's got one, mom has nothing.
Yeah.
But 40% of the time, the kid is like, I'm not giving up any of my Oreos. I saw one yesterday. The kid goes, well, you guys can maybe split dad's. You know, he's not giving it up.
Well,
but they're testing their kids.
Is it different depending on the sex of the child? Like, do girls react differently than boys?
Not really.
Because little boys are usually more protective of their moms, even at such a young age. You know, they look out for their mom.
That's an interesting thought. Mm-hmm. That hadn't occurred to me. What do you think your kid would do, Lindsay, if you put your daughter in between you and Kyle and she found out she had two Oreos and you had none, but Kyle had one?
She would definitely give me one of hers.
Yeah.
And I think Brooks would, too. He's starting to be really sensitive like that.
And be sweet to you.
But in his 2-year-old stage, he'd be like, you get yourself some. I get two.
One kid, he didn't want to give a cookie to his mom. So he said, well, you had a lot of dinner. Like, he wasn't parting with that Oreo.
Yeah.
But I think the interesting thing is that it's never set up the other way where dad has none and mom has one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's always testing. And I think what moms are trying to say, does the kid love me? You know, right? Because will he part with a cookie? Will he or she part with a cookie to show his love or her love for me?
Or it could be a way to show that mom always gets the short end of the stick.
There's probably a element of that too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, do it and record it. I'd just be so curious to see what their reactions would be.
Yeah.
It would probably, how old are these kids in the video?
Like toddler, like Lindsay's kid's age.
Okay, well, her daughter is 5 now, so she's going to school.
Well, she's almost 5. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the 3-year-old, is that they more like 3 years old or 5?
I couldn't tell a 3-year-old from a 5-year-old if my life depended on it, TJ.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, Riggins is one of them voting? Yeah. I don't know.
Riggins will send a video and he goes, look at this this 3-year-old kid who's getting sassy with her mom. And I'll watch the video and the kid's like 7 or 8.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't have kids. Is there a big difference between a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Well, that's why I said toddler. You know, little kids. Yeah, we're not gonna split hairs. Was he 3 or was he 5? I don't know. I didn't ask him. Yeah. We're gonna do the weekend review coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay. Get yourselves set. Well, you've been waiting all week for this. on the edge of your seats. Every seat you've been in has been on the edge, waiting for this week's edition of the ditty, as you will, if you will.
I will not.
The ditty of everything that has happened in the week in pop culture and on the show. It is Riggins' Week in Review.
And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
TJ went to a business owner expo, and I was as floored as I could be. I think TJ joining Antifa would be less surprising to me. Today is National School Librarian Day. That's really all I know. I love when librarians take off their glasses and let their hair down and everything starts moving really slow. I got to see Alexis and her pregnant belly. She was at peace and totally calm. I think it'll be the first natural birth in history where the baby is bigger than mom. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Lindsay went to a stage show about Jesus. I think it started right after 7. But Lindsay, I'm worried with all your facelifts that you won't be recognized when you get to heaven. I'm scared. Who is that?
I'm going to get mad. It's me. About that one.
Just kidding. She looks the same. She said it was a really, really good show. Great for adults of any age. But for $75 a ticket, I better see a miracle right on stage. And Lindsay adopted a child while she was there. Sounds like a big commitment ahead. And she kept using the word adopted, but I'm almost sure that's not what they said. This is a song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Morgan Wallen quickly left SNL, and everyone hyped it to the max. And TJ pointed out maybe he was just busy because all of his albums have 80 tracks. Tech D Rob was profiled. I would have flipped him the bird. He was wearing a Spider-Man shirt and cargos, and they just assumed that he was a nerd. And it's TJ's wife Jody's birthday soon. I'm not going to ask her age and start a beef. Maybe I'll treat her like an oak tree and just count the rings inside her teeth. And this is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Yay. Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't say adopt a child from
they
from Sudan or wherever.
It's called sponsor.
Yeah.
But I adopted.
I adopted a child.
I adopted. She kept saying that. When you adopted a kid?
Yeah.
There is a change in parenting everybody needs to be aware of. It's not going over well on the internet. I'll tell you about it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
There's a new parenting strategy that's not going over well on the internet. I'll ask TJ and Lindsay about that in just a second. But first, I want to thank you both, TJ and Lindsay, because you have introduced something into my life that is so amazing, so incredible, that I just have to bring it up here on the air. There is a product on store shelves. I don't know how long it's been around. It is called Jif Chocolate and Peanut Butter Spread.
Yeah.
That stuff is insane.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Lindsay brought in these little to-go cups of this stuff. It's like a chocolate peanut butter spread. And TJ was like, you need to try this the other day. I was like, okay. And I threw it in my bag. Well, last night after dinner, I was like, oh, I got a little bit of a sweet tooth. And I was like, oh, I have that thing in there. I ate it with a spoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is so good. And I looked at the ingredients. There's a lot of seed oils, yeah, which is apparently poison. But I'm sure it's not good for you. But oh my gosh. And I heard they sell it in a jar.
Yeah, you can get it in a big jar, yeah.
That is so, the last thing I need.
And I like Nutella. I like Nutella, but nothing compared to how much I like this stuff. It is so good.
That's crazy.
When you have a sweet tooth, it's actually not a bad choice.
Yeah, there's not
it's
a lot
protein
of
protein.
It. Yeah.
It's a better bad choice, Regan.
Yeah.
A better,
is that right?
A better bad choice.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
better
my gosh.
Better than a Reese's cup.
Yeah, okay, good. And I mean, I'm telling you, I just ate it with a spoon right out of this little thing. And I thought, this is the most amazing stuff I've ever had. Jif chocolate and peanut butter. It's crazy.
So good.
So, it's milk chocolate.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. So there's a woman, a millennial parent, saying, where are all the because I said so parents? Because apparently millennials don't say that to their kids. Yeah. I grew up in a house that my mom set all the rules, and when you question her about it, she'd go, because I said so.
Yeah.
I don't need to give you an explanation about it.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently millennial parents are not doing that. Lindsay, do you ever utter that?
I say it 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Literally.
Because I said so.
I grew up that way.
Yeah.
But am I really a millennial? Aren't I on the cusp?
You're technically a millennial.
Yeah, you're still a millennial.
Barely.
Elder millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Elder millennial.
Okay, Rob, I wasn't going to go there.
It was a little hurtful. But she points out, she goes, that's why so many millennials are going no contact with their parents. And when the parents want to know why we're not talking to them, we just say, because I said so.
Oh, get over yourself.
You're still thinking about when your parent told you, because I said so, when you wanted to do something? You're still thinking about that in your 30s and 40s?
And, you need to go to therapy. And you're a parent yourself? You should know that that's, what you say.
That's what happens when you have a generation that doesn't ever grow up.
Oh, my goodness.
Still worried about what their parents are saying to them that's rude. And
I just, to have to carry that with you into adulthood, that you're stewing about when your parent that one time said, well, because I said so. That, I mean, you really need to.
You're self-absorbed. You're too self-absorbed. Go find something to do, please. Just find something else to do other than obsess over yourself.
Yeah, that doesn't seem good.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem good. Well, Lindsay, if you ever want to say, because I said so to me, and whenever I question you about something, I'm totally okay with that. I'd be into that.
Yeah, he loves a mean girl.
I do. It'd be right up my alley, actually.
Yeah.
So I'll never complain about that. Were you a because I said so, Dad?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, I don't owe kids an explanation of what I'm doing.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You don't know anything.
I don't
know
anything about any explanation except the Jesus.
Except the Jesus.
And then sometimes I have to say, well, you saw I was in a difficult spot. That's why I did that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere.
Yeah.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, all right, all right. We have two old men's featured today in our audio segment of the show. And you know, you got old men's and old women's, you're going to get some very wise, looks on things, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, this is, somebody's grandfather. The grandson is videoing the grandfather who's sitting in the passenger seat of the car. And this is what this, nice elderly gentleman, has to say.
What was you singing?
No shoes, no shirt. Show me them.
I don't think that's how it went. Well,
that's why the hell it should have went.
All right, so the volume was a little low on that sort of thing.
What was you singing?
No shoes, no shirt. Show me them.
I don't think that's how it went.
Well, that's why the hell it should have went.
Dirty old man.
Show me.
Yeah. Love him.
Mm-hmm. And this is a guy in prison, right, Riggins?
Yeah.
This guy's in prison. And, a lot of thought-provoking statements come from the mind of prisoners.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically a think tank in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure, they're thinking all the time.
So here you go.
I'm going to die of old age. That's age 89. I'm going to be chased out of the bedroom of an 18-year-old jealous husband, and I'm going to trip over a fence made out of crank into the street and get hit by a Budweiser truck going 80 miles an hour.
Whoa.
But I don't think he quite grasps the concept of dying of old age.
No, he doesn't at all. Getting hit by a car is not dying of old age.
No, that's called trauma.
Yeah.
And a fence made out of crank?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
What?
A whole fence made of crank.
So
just
weird.
Imagine what kind of backyard that would be.
Oh my god!
Fence is made out of crank, brother.
What is crank meth? I always heard that like slang thing. Yeah. Is crank some kind of methamphetamine?
I thought it was like crack or no.
No, crank. I don't know.
Is it a form of methamphetamine?
I don't know. I just figured that was like a southern, like, yeah, like crank. Uh-huh. Get some crank.
I'm glad we don't know.
Yeah.
It's called crank or ice, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The meth.
That is meth. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Trip over a whole fence made of crank and get hit by a Budweiser truck going 80 miles an hour.
I'm going to die of old age. The age of 89. Okay, well, 89's not really. And there's really not a dying of old age thing. You don't hit a certain number and just die.
Yeah, it's, hit by a car.
Yeah, it's other things that, you know, other health issues that can be attributed to growing older. But you don't just say, oh, man, what, tomorrow's my what? My 98th birthday? Oh, well, today's my last day because I'm going to die of old age soon as the clock strikes midnight.
Yeah.
Come give me a hug. I'm about to die of old age.
Come give Peepaw a hug now.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't going to see me no more. Next thing you see of me, they're going to be patting me in the face with a shovel.
I love it.
Oh, that old age kills so many Americans every year. It really does. We got to get a handle on that. Wear a mask.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, don't forget about that Cozy Earth stuff. I don't know how much longer I'm going to keep being an influencer endorser for them. Cause I mean, I haven't even as much as seen a thank you cake. And usually you'd send a person a piece of cake or something when they're your top influencer endorser.
Yeah.
I don't know. My people are talking to them to see what their deal is, but it's all really nice stuff. I didn't even want to be endorsing them, but they kept begging and begging, and if their stuff wasn't so good, I wouldn't have done it. But when you buy from Cozy Earth, because, you know, Mother's Day is coming up, there'd be great Mother's Day gifts and stuff. You get a 41% discount whenever you use the code TJ. 41% is the biggest that any endorser gets for his screaming fans. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, and then there is the code is TJ to get the 41% discount. Good, good. Let me tell you something that happened last night. It's kind of funny because I told you that when we're together in our couple group, my wife, little friend Jenny, her handsome husband Michael, and I are off somewhere. Anything that comes up about a game of some sort, Michael and Jody are all into it. They're the most competitive you'd ever want to be around. And I had to deal with both of them separately last night being overly competitive because Jody and I went to a thing for Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattresses, a little get together they were having in one of their locations. And they play these games at the party, like they'll play Name the Tune or Family Feud style games and all that. And one of the owners, Greg, looked at Jody and said, I want to get you in some of the competitions tonight. And I said, she's not allowed because she will go nuts. She'll end up, you know, embarrassing everybody up in here. I said, if you ever watch Friends, she's like Monica on Friends, just out of her mind, competitive with games and stuff. So then we had to go do something else. And then later on, we met little friend Jenny, handsome husband Michael, at a place called H2 Public House to eat dinner. And they were playing music bingo. So Michael had his cards and he hit the bingo. And he got it because you have to run to the table and be the first at the table with it. You can't just yell bingo first to win. And he turned around to run up to the stage area. And there was somebody already up there. And it ruined his night. He was like, oh, son.
He's mad.
Yeah. How'd he get up there so fast? He just played it.
Whoa.
So I don't know whether the guy had already started. He had one square left to do and he started moving toward the stage already. But you would have thought that Michael had just lost his truck. They just repoed his truck or something. The way he was acting.
So upset.
Man.
I am the total opposite of that.
You, like, a loser?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm not competitive at all with stuff like that.
And here's me. I was playing the game until they brought the food, and then I was out.
Yeah, oh, of course. Yeah.
I got to eat this Cuban sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
Tater tots with ranch.
Yeah.
B-I-N-G-O, I'm going over here.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, further proof. Something I've always said is that rednecks are all over the country. They're not just in the South. These rednecks are from Port Orchard, Washington.
Okay.
There's a lady who was in her home, and all of a sudden she heard somebody kick in her back door and run into the house. Then the man that had kicked in the back door started shouting, "I've got Polly. I've got Polly." And then he ran away. Turns out it was her ex-boyfriend who had broken into the house to steal their chicken named Polly.
What? Polly the chicken inside the house. Inside,
yeah. I've got Polly. Don't even try to get, you know.
I'm taking Polly. Whoa.
And then they found him hiding out in the woods. The police did. And he still had Polly. He was clutching Polly.
Yeah.
No.
This is my baby. You ain't taking my baby.
You are so right, TJ. That is so redneck. Stealing a chicken, hiding in the woods.
Yeah.
Ex-girlfriends.
Now, and being from Louisiana, you know, it's not the first time I've heard a story about somebody stealing chicken. But the other times it was when, like, this guy I used to work with named Scooter. Scooter was all mad one day because he had gone home the night before and he was grilling, barbecuing some chicken. And some teenage boys were like hiding off in the bushes and waited until they could tell that the chicken was done. And he went inside to get a pan to put them on. And when he went in, they stole his chicken.
No way.
Stole it right off the grill. Now I wouldn't consider that redneck.
No. Hiding in the bushes waiting for the chicken to be done.
He's just like, oh, it's got to be done now. He went back in the house the last time.
Go. Hot chicken right off the grill. Like,
I can just see him running with those leg quarters. Just like, eat the evidence. Let's go. Get rid of the evidence.
That's great.
Man's been working hard all day.
Yeah, that's meal. That poor guy. Like,
let's go home, give me some chicken, cook it, eat me a nice dinner.
Sad. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, a little celebrity news for you, but I'm not making fun of this celebrity like I usually do when I do a celebrity report.
Okay.
This is about that that actor. He's really popular right now, but he's so ugly. It's like he's only getting hired to play the ugliest characters. It's just dog ugly. His name's Glenn something another.
Oh,
he was in the Top Gun movie.
Glenn Powell.
Yeah, that's it. Glenn Powell.
He's terrible looking.
Ugh.
He's hideous.
What a disgusting creature. Mm. Ugh. But anyway,
dreams about him. He's so ugly.
Yeah. Nightmares. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Probably hiding under your kids' beds. Mm-hmm. Monster. He's a monster. Yeah. But he said that he received advice from Tom Cruise when he was preparing for the remake of The Running Man. So I guess you know, believe it or not, in Hollywood, they're going to redo something that was already out there.
Well,
they usually get just completely creative and build it from the ground up. But this is weird. And Tom Cruise told him, film yourself running as soon as possible. You don't look as cool as you think.
I believe that. That's a good advice. That's good advice.
True. That's good advice.
Most people don't even, they don't know what they look like running.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I've seen Tom Cruise having just sprint in movies and stuff. And
he's always sprinting.
Yeah. And sometimes he looks kind of stupid.
Kind of goofy.
But I mean, I've seen myself run a lot watching, you know, when playing football and all, you had to watch film of it. And sometimes I'd be like, oh, I run like a girl. That looked like a arms down by my side. I was kind of giving a little shimmy while I was out there. But I like watching those when somebody captures a track star and both feet are up off the ground because they're running so hard and both of their feet are up. And they catch them like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I look like running. Damn. It's like I'm running on air, man.
Floating, buddy.
Yeah.
Like a damn hummingbird. Sure. Like a Louisiana hummingbird. That's what they called me.
Louisiana. Yeah. So if you're ever going to run in public, maybe you should video. Get somebody to video you running so you can work on your form a little bit.
You don't look
like a goofball.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Oh, it's National Jeep 4x4 Day. National Jeep 4x4. So if you
got to be a four-wheel drive.
Got to be a four-wheel drive, and it's got to be a Jeep.
Yeah, so it can't be a two-wheel drive Jeep.
No, sir.
It's got to be a four-wheel drive.
That's right. Put all them little ducks up in the windshield to let people know you drive a Jeep.
Or if you're from the area of Louisiana I'm from, it's a four-wheel drive. You know, them four-wheel drive out there.
You're going to need a four-wheel drive.
Yeah, lock it in four-wheel drive, and you're ready to go.
It is a National Jeep 4x4 Day. Easter potatoes, trending. There's an article out, I think it was by the New York Times, but they said what started out as a joke is going to be real now. People are going to dye potatoes instead of eggs because of the cost of eggs right now is so expensive. So people are going to turn to dyeing potatoes, Easter potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Just get
plastic eggs.
Or get plastic eggs.
Yeah, because I don't think the potato is going to die well.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I don't think it's going to look bright and colorful.
No.
Are you going to make potato salad instead of deviled eggs now out of the out of the Easter treasures?
Yeah.
It's not right. Do you guys dye Easter eggs at home, Lindsay?
Every year.
Do you enjoy
it? Love it.
Yeah.
And we're doing real eggs. I mean, listen.
Wow, money bags.
We're not poor. I mean, you can listen, people are acting like it's hundreds of dollars for go get a thing of eggs for your kids. You know?
Yeah, splurge. It's Jesus' birthday.
It is Jesus' birthday. Exactly.
Jesus' rebirth.
Let them be little.
It's his rebirth.
Yeah. Rebirth day of the Jesus.
That's what it is.
If you message me, I'll go take you an egg. Like, calm down.
Oh, God.
Whoa, don't say that. Lindsay.
Where and what?
Egg delivery.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say. Yeah. What's she going to be wearing when she gets here?
Will you dress up like the bunny? and maybe some good news for Tech D Rob. A lot of people don't know one of his favorite movies of all time is A Goofy Movie. That shouldn't be surprising to you. But yesterday they announced that there's a documentary being made about the making of A Goofy Movie. And it's called Not Just a Goof. And it takes you behind the scenes of the making of A Goofy Movie.
Gosh.
That's your favorite movie of all time?
It's one of my favorites. You would not like my favorites either, though.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that's because that's like my kid's favorite movie. Like, I don't understand what you're saying.
Well,
it was a good movie.
He liked it a lot.
He likes children's movies.
Yeah. So this will be.
What's weird about that, Lindsay?
Sorry, you don't have the childlike curiosity in your life anymore.
I mean, okay. Anyway, we're not. I don't have time for all this. I'm sorry.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ, are you laughing because Rob and Lindsay are arguing about a goofy movie during the commercial? Yeah, I hope you're not.
She's just hammering.
She is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have time for this.
He's just making it worse, too. He's like, it's 1994, Lindsay. Gosh, it's animated.
Because Rob says it's one of his favorite movies of all time, and Lindsay didn't understand because he's 39, and it's an animated Disney movie.
Yeah.
I liked it better when Alexis worked here because she was a lot nicer to me about these movie things earlier.
No way. She wasn't thinking it, though. She was thinking it.
But that's about the only thing she was nicer about is the movie things.
That is true. 100%
that is also true.
And the only reason she was is because she's a big Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, right.
She didn't want to come back on her.
Oh, yeah.
Two things can be true at once.
Now, and I even understand more so like the Harry Potter thing for you and... What are the other ones?
Spider-Man, you know, Batman.
Narnia, whatever you like.
Narnia?
Whatever.
She pulled that out of nowhere. I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. Narnia.
I was just trying to think of anything fantasy. I get that more so than an animated 1994 kids movie.
Right.
Like, that's what I don't... It's like Mickey Mouse Club. It's like watching that. Like, when my kids love that, it's on that level.
So even if I told you that I also really enjoyed like Aladdin or The Lion King, is that any different?
I mean, at least those are classics. You have to pull it out.
A Goofy movie is a classic. What are you talking about?
But
kidding.
But I mean, even if he's still watching Aladdin today and tearing up about it, I mean, I put that still in the same category.
Yeah, it's
in the same category, but the Goofy movie no one's ever even heard of. That's
you shut your mouth.
No, the Goofy movie is actually so popular. That's why they're making this documentary about how it was made and all that. I mean, so many people love it. But I mean, it's the same. I still will go and stream marathons of Bear in the Big Blue House and you know, the other things from Playhouse Disney from when my daughter was little. You know, everybody clean up the house. You know, that kind of
stuff. Clean up the house.
Love it.
Well, I can assure you, I am up on the Disney what's trending because I see it every day for my 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Goofy movies never trending. I can tell you that.
Because it's from 1995.
Right, and you're still watching it, Rob. That's my point.
it's a classic.
Okay. All right. Well, we're not getting anywhere with this. So,
TJ, I could listen to this all day.
I know.
Right?
More TJ and Riggins coming up.